You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Top of the morning to you. Oops, yeah. That didn't work out. Top of the morning to you, laddie. Faith and begora.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
You know, this is a weird one. And, of course, people have been asking, so I just wanted to let everybody know we are social distancing here. We're doing our part here in the studio.
You're on your microphone. I'm on my microphone.
That's right. And we're not
sharing a microphone.
Not sharing windscreens.
Not that we ever.
Yeah, we're going to have to, you know, Lysol them anyway, you know, and don't touch any. And we wash our hands. We're really good at washing our hands.
Yes.
We're so good at washing our hands. My hands are so dry right now. It's not funny. And I'm wondering what super bug we're making by washing our hands so much.
You got to wonder.
You got to wonder.
Especially with all this antibacterial soap people are going through.
Yeah, well, we're out of antibacterial. We're not on to just hand soap. It says hand soap.
And that's perfectly fine, as long as you do it right.
Hey, some fun facts for you today, because why not?
Why not?
Sweden and Finland are tied for the longest Olympic winning streak. They've both won at least one medal at every summer and winter game since 1908. And the reason the U.S. is not on that list? Because we boycotted the 1980 Summer Games in Moscow.
True that.
President Obama. Only the 14th of the first 44 presidents, because we're not sure about 45 yet, to serve two full terms in office. Only 14 of 44.
Huh.
Can you believe that?
Huh.
Six Flags, you may know this, got its name because of
the six countries that prevailed over Texas.
Yes, very good. Ding, ding, ding. Now, if you can name those countries.
I know Spain.
Yep.
United States.
Yep.
Mexico.
Yep.
Texas.
Yes, the Republic of Texas. Ding, ding. And France and the Confederacy.
That's right, France.
And the Confederacy. Those were the six flags.
Okay, I got four out of six.
There you go. Some fun facts for today. No St. Patrick's fun facts. But, you know, you've come to expect less. So we want to under-deliver. That's our whole point.
Hey, but both of us are actually part Irish.
Actually, we are, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I raised my hand today.
Yeah.
I would say kiss me, I'm Irish, but we can't do that anyway.
Nope.
We can just wave. Wave at me, I'm Irish.
I could have reached in your shower and pinched you while you weren't wearing green, but again, social distancing.
Yeah, there you go.
And germs travel well and wet.
Yeah, they do. That's why we're not doing the shower.
No.
You stand outside the shower and listen. There you go. All right, here we go. Everybody's wondering, what the hell are they talking about on the podcast? You got to tune in. BossBossRadio.com every morning. All right, here you go. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Brad Pitt and younger gal pal Alia Shawkat.
Yeah.
That sounds like a made-up name.
No, that's her name.
Shawkat.
Yeah, that's her name.
You knew her best as maybe Michael Cera's love interest on Arrested
Development. Well, his wannabe love interest. He was always chasing her.
That's
on Arrested Development. Yeah, no.
That is true.
She's grown now. That's the interesting part. She's a big girl now.
She's grown, and she was seen hanging out at In-N-Out before the quarantine with Brad Pitt.
Oh, jeez. She's not that grown.
Well, TMZ posted photos of Brad and Alia ordering at the counter of an L.A. In-N-Out a day after they were spotted at a live show in Hollywood. Oh, my gosh, they must be a couple.
Now, wait. Uh-huh. Now, he's old enough to be her creepy uncle or much, much older brother. But
might
I don't
be old enough to be her
don't
daddy.
Think
I don't
he's
know.
Old enough to be.
How old is she?
I think she's 30. How old is Brad? 50? I guess
there
he is.
You go. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. Well, there you go. Do the math.
Yeah. So you can recognize Brad because he's been wearing the same disguise, a beat-up old brown fedora, which is totally not making him stick out like a sore thumb or anything.
I see guys with fedoras all the time. I mean, how would I know that's Brad? Oh, I would never recognize him. You know, that's the deal, though, with celebs. I mean, I've lived here in Los Angeles for 30 years. And I go to Disneyland a lot when they're open, and I don't recognize celebrities at all. I mean, it works on me. And then if I see them online later, oh yeah, that's them. I could be walking down the street and I could have passed like about 50 celebrities in one day and not known it.
The sad thing is I could probably pass Brad Pitt and not even realize it's him.
Yeah.
That That's sad.
Oh, speaking of which, it's Rob Lowe's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Rob Lowe, you sexy beast.
Passing by good-looking men.
Yeah, liquor. I've always had a crush on Rob Lowe, though.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it.
He's always been a hottie.
I'm thinking.
He was a man before his time.
Well, in a lot of ways.
Man before his time. Brad and Alia have actually been hanging out for a while now.
Yeah.
They've been going to concerts and comedy shows and museums.
They have
and
a
galleries.
Real weird daddy complex thing about this. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned
and
about
now
this.
In and out together for months.
You know, nothing
as
says
friends.
Loving. Nothing says loving like a double double.
I'm telling you, with that grilled onions.
Get your own
baby.
Damn double double. I'm keeping this one to myself.
God, in and out's good stuff.
I know.
So sources close to Brad say he doesn't really need to get back on the dating scene right now.
Hungry.
They're friends. Maybe friends with
friends.
But they're
friends.
They're supposedly.
I mean, she's 30. That doesn't make her a youngin'. She's a grown woman. 20 years is 20 years. I mean, you know, men have been doing it. I mean, there's a double standard. Let me mansplain this thing right out. But, you know.
Mansplain it.
Men have been. Men of much older men. Have been, acceptable to dating younger women.
They've been
and not being considered
diddling and
cougars.
Doddling for years.
Stop it.
Eons
stop it.
And centuries. Centuries. All right, so Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are out of the hospital in Australia.
Oh, good, 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 good.
They're
wow,
still
that was quick.
Isolated in a rental down under.
I was going to say, they need the 14 days. So, has he updated us on their status?
He shared an Insta yesterday with
okay,
a little
good.
Stuffed kangaroo holding a toy Australian
aww.
Flag next to a plate of Vegemite slathered toast.
Vegemite. Sorry.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it,
well,
man.
That's what I like to say, that's for sure.
And a very Mr. Rogers-esque caption for us to thank the helpers and to take care of ourselves and each other.
Yeah. Thanks,
but his
Hanks.
Insta sparked a debate from those
oh,
who
no.
know about Vegemite.
See, I told you.
So apparently, Tom had twice as much spread as normal, which caused commenters to warn that eating that much would hurt your mouth, friend.
Yeah, Vegemite.
Be careful, Tom Hanks.
Be careful, Halle Berry. Vegemite might hurt your mouth. Because I know she likes to eat.
Just cannot
vegetables. She likes to eat vegetables. I'm just saying. I'm taking care of ourselves and others. I'm following Tom Hanks.
Examples.
I'm down.
You know, with all this, with self-quarantining and self-isolating and quarantining and sheltering in place, can we get like a moratorium on stupid social media posts? If you're going to be stupid on social media, just put it down and self-isolate yourself
you
from
go.
Your phone.
There you go. Loving that. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity, I promise you, and social distancing. Have a great day and
enjoy your time out. And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.